You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the Political Cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Ninth. We are live, red hot, and rolling. We are on fire tonight. And we're going to transition now as we head into the second of 3 hours this evening. And we are going to talk about the news. We're going to talk about a little news if we can. How about that? That'd be nice. And joining me to do just that is the one and only Winston Smith. Winston, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I am. I'm happy.
It's great to have you back. I should tell everyone that Keith Alexander, who I had lunch with a couple of days ago, was ready to return from his sabbatical. You know, he'd taken off about a month and change to tend to some business, in a manner of speaking. And after the Kumia ordeal, I figured we'd spend an hour talking about that before we got to the news, and already had Winston on deck. So we're happy to have Winston back tonight. But for everybody who's been missing Keith, and I'm among them, Keith will be back in the first hour of next week's show, and I can't wait to welcome him back. He has never missed more than a week at a time, and he's missed, what, about four or five now? And so he's raring to get back. We're raring to have him back, and I know we've gotten a lot of emails. Where's Keith? Where's Keith? Is there some nefarious plan? Has he been kidnapped? Is there something you're not telling us? No. It's all good news. He will be back next week, and he's chomping at the bit to return, and we'll look forward to that. But first, we're going to cover the news with Winston. If there is one man who is Keith's intellectual equal on this show, it is Winston Smith, and we are happy to have such talent at our dispense.
James, he ain't equal to me.
I thought you were going to say flattery would get me nowhere, something along those lines, but nevertheless.
Keith, okay. Keith is, folks, I pity you that you have never had, most of you have never had the experience of going out to lunch with Keith. I gave him the name, the Political Cesspool's intellectual great white shark, and I did so for a reason. He is just that. His mind is rapacious. His memory is like a steel trap. And he knows the soft underbelly of Memphis. If you're going to go to lunch with him, you're going to get a lot of meat, you're going to eat something good, and you're going to go to someplace weird.
And it's not just that. He likes to party. I mean, he likes to show people around. When a Political Cesspool fan blows through Memphis and then he sends me an email through the website asking if they can get together, I mean, Keith will blow off any – he'll postpone a hearing. I mean, he'll tell the judge he can't come in all to just so he can ride around and give people the Memphis tour. I mean, he loves company. He is a man who is rich with wisdom and loves to share his treasure. I mean, what can I say? But nevertheless, and you know, Keith wants to have a VIP soiree at his home, which is like a castle. I mean, Keith lives in a home that was built in the 1800s, and it's got this stone. It's not even a facade. It's built of like 1-ton stones, and it's just an amazing old house, and he wants to have people join him there in October when we gather together for the Political Cesspool's 10-year anniversary reunion. And by the way, Sam Bushman's going to be down here for that. We're going to have a party. You're going to meet the owner of the network. You're going to meet all these people. I got this email that I quickly want to share, Winston, before we get down into serious business tonight. Well, this is serious business, but you know what I mean. I got an email from a listener in Ohio. His name is Doug in Kingston, Ohio. And Doug took his family to Charleston for a vacation recently, okay? So he was in South Carolina, beautiful state, beautiful city. And when he was there, because he was a Political Cesspool fan, he took the trip to Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, just to visit Dixie Republic, the Confederate merchandise shop. And he sent me an email about it. He says, James, I want to thank your wonderful sponsor, Dixie Republic. And my family and I were able to stop there on our way home from the Sea Islands south of Charleston a few weeks ago. We were treated like royalty from Scott Goldsmith there. He gave us free Cokes and gave my children Gagston flag hat pins. We had a wonderful conversation, and I was able to pick up a Political Cesspool t-shirt along with plenty of other goodies. It was the perfect ending to a wonderful summer trip. We love your show and are proud Northern Copperheads. Thanks for being a voice of reason in a country gone mad. So, Winston, I mean, that's what really – we were talking about all this stuff that, they like to paint pictures of us as in the first hour, the media. But this is what we're all about. We're about family. We're about God. Yes, we're conservatives. Yes, we talk about issues that other people are afraid of. But, you know, going there and going on vacation, this family, and being treated well by our sponsor, and he gave them Cokes and these Gadsden pins. They were in the South loving it from Ohio. I love that. That was an email that, of all the emails I received that this week, was perhaps the most meaningful. So, Doug, thank you for being a listener, and thank you for supporting our sponsors there in South Carolina.
Absolutely, James.
What do you get?
That's just that's an instance of the average when it comes to political cesspool fans and sponsors. Greatest people in the world. Our sponsors and our fans, they fit us like hand in glove. We are them and they are us. And, you know, James, I just tell people that one of the things I hate most about being a political cesspool co-host is the people with whom we have to deal. And I'm talking about the likes of Al Sharpton and the ADL and the SPLC. Those people are scum, and you deal with them, and you write about them, and you have to think about what they're doing, and you feel dirty afterwards. But I also tell people the best thing about being a political cesspool host is the people with whom we deal, and it's people just like this this listener who made the trip to South Carolina, Charleston, lovely city, always gets voted the politest city in America, and then he went to one of our sponsors and was treated like family. That's how it is in the cesspool family. I'm proud to be a part of it.
Well, Winston, you said it perfectly, and I love how you summarized that so eloquently. You're right. I mean, the worst part of the job is the people with whom we have to deal. You do feel dirty having to read those things written about you, but at the end of the day, you can deal with it because you know it's untrue. You know you're a good person, and this doesn't define you. Other people's ridiculous opinions, I don't even know if they truly believe that because, I mean, they certainly – didn't take the time to call me and ask me my side of the story. They just wrote all this. But then on the other hand, the people who listen to this show, the people who support our work, it makes life so enriching to know that you're doing something that you believe in. I mean, that's the reason we do this show, to talk about the issues that motivate us to defend our cultural heritage, to defend our people, to defend our faith, and to know that you've got such great people out there who love you and who care about you and, you know, take the time to write and support us. You know, it's well, it's just, I mean, what can you say? It's great. And I didn't intend to spend the whole segment talking about that, but it is live radio, and we never work off a script. And certainly, Winston, you've enjoyed the familial bond and fellowship that we share with our audience, and it's going to be great to manifest that together in October this Memphis. In Memphis this October.
Oh, yes, I look forward to it, James. I'm doing everything I can to arrange my schedule so I can be there, and it looks like I'm going to be there. Maybe I can spend a night in Keith's palatial mansion there.
Well, I know he'd love to have you. He's got about, I don't know, 8 bedrooms, so we're going to take a break, and he loves to entertain. He loves to have guests. He's a Southerner. What are you going to do? We're going to take a break, and we're going to really get down to business, I swear, folks. Honest to God. Cross my heart. Right after this.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Searching, searching, every night and day. If we gotta keep on the run, follow the sun.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
All right, folks. James Edwards co-hosting with me this hour is none other than my good friend and colleague, Winston Smith. Dare I say he's my Confederate? Can I say that? Winston, you... you... we're reading, as I did, about the comments said this week. And it's great that an elected official finally said it. I'm telling you, more people have told the truth this week in the public realm. I mean, we say the truth publicly every week, but more people have joined us this week than, I guess, ever before. Anthony Cumia, obviously, and he did it on this show. And then Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks, he said that the Democratic Party's push for more illegal immigration is part of the war on whites that is being launched. Pretty strong stuff. Now, he tested the waters, and he didn't apologize for that, which was a good thing. You know, we must be careful not to let the perfect be the enemy of the good. He did try to cover his tracks a little bit with some half-truths to follow up on that, and we'll let Winston break that down. But all in all, I salute Mo Brooks for pointing out the obvious. Telling the truth and not backing down. I mean, isn't that a novel thing in this day and age? But Winston, before you break down this article that we have at thepoliticalcesspool.org entitled The War on Whites is All They Have, you're going to break it down and offer a little monologue on what it says and what you take from it. But before you do that, I'd like to ask you your response to the reaction to the Anthony Cumia interview that we had last week. And then after you answer that, go straight into this article if you can.
All right. Well, James, the venom out there in reaction to the your interview with Mr. Cumia, I was kind of disappointed with it, and here's why. I went ahead and looked up, did some research on the people who were making these comments, and you know, it's like a who's who of adolescence. First of all, there was a Wonkette. A Wonkette is a leftist blog started by a woman named Anna Marie Cox. She was the executive editor of a website called suck.com. What is that? She had a show on the hyper-leftist Air America radio. She's been a frequent guest of Rachel Maddow's. Yeah.
There you go.
And she was sued for the return of an $81,000 advance for a book she never produced. Another person who quoted from who responded to your interview is a site that's called Debt and Taxes Magazine. Now, all you have to do is read that article, and within a few sentences, you realize you are reading the words of a self-absorbed, self-satisfied teenager. Maybe not a physical teenager, but certainly a mental and emotional one. And then there's the Daily Banter. This is a site founded by a man called Ben Cohen. Ben Cohen, what more do you need to know? Well, the current managing editor is one Bob Keska. It may be pronounced Keska. It starts with a C. I don't know. I'm not trying to intentionally mispronounce it. But Bob Keska. Of him, that idiot who hosts that idiotic show, The Young Turks, said, quote, "There isn't anything Obama does that he wouldn't jump to the immediate, enormous, and 110% defense of." So far, James, now, these are real objective people. These are the cream of American journalism, right?
Well, in official.
Go ahead. Sorry, James. Stephanie says you're talking.
Yeah, but I want you to go ahead. Yeah, wrap it up with the superficial, and then I'll make a point before we go into this war on whites, Mo Brooks, congressman comments. But yeah, please, the superficial.
Well, if I can only talk about, only one more, I'm going to go to the next one. That's Little Green Footballs. Now, that site won the award for the best Israel advocacy blog from the Jerusalem Post in 2005. And in 2004, a reporter for internet news outlet Israel National News stated that, quote, "If anyone ever compiled a list of internet sites that contribute to Israel's public relations effort, Johnson's site will probably come in first, far above the Israeli Foreign Ministry site." So, James, the contributors who slammed you, Mr. Cunha, and your interview, they can be accurately characterized as intellectual non-entities who are clearly more concerned with dispensing snark, raising moistened fingers into the wind, and plumbing the depths of thesaurus.com, and generally just trying to be the most popular rectal orifices they can be. They're immature, they're easily manipulated, they're narcissistic, they're unworthy, and they acquire their political views the way a child catches measles. Their vulgarity and bottom feeding says far worse about them than their impotent and transient rhetoric says about us and Mr. Cunha. James?
Oh, my God. Winston, why were you not on the first hour? I mean, that should have been second segment, first hour, when we were right in the middle of the reaction. I had no idea you would be, you know, so well-informed. I mean, I should know you'd be well-informed and eloquent, but to have looked into the backgrounds of these people, and it just goes to show, we have the right friends, but of equal importance, we have the right enemies. You know, and I mean this, folks, and again, I said in the first hour, I'm not trying to be cute, but I want these people to write these things about me. I would rather them write the things about me that they did than for them to write good things about me. I don't want to have the favor of people like that, the people that Winston just described, because if I have curried their favor, I am working for the wrong cause. I'm working against God. I'm working against my people. I'm working for everything that is destroying this country. That's what they stand for. I'm glad they wrote about me what they did. We have the right friends. We have the right enemies. And Winston.
James, I think I lost you. Stephanie says she can't hear you. James,
hello, Winston.
Sorry, Stephanie isn't getting anything. I'm not getting anything.
Well, go ahead and start talking.
Oh, there you are. What am I to talk about?
Okay, so it's just Winston then that isn't hearing. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I was still on the air. I was wondering if, you know, we got this new super duper equipment here that we're still implementing. We took the time off 2 weeks ago, played a best of show, Gary Sinise, Pat Buchanan, Ray Stevens, and we're still implementing some of these things. And I think even in the Anthony Cumia interview, the last two segments of that interview, some of our equipment had a little bug in it. And so it's going to be so much better when it all gets put in, and we're still working through the kinks, and obviously Winston had a little moment there where he couldn't hear, and we'll get Winston back. We'll work to get him back on after the commercial break, but I want to commend him again, not to spend any more time beating a dead horse and talking about something we spent a full hour talking about earlier, but that was great research on behalf of Winston Smith. And this is the kind of people that we surround ourselves with, kind of morally sound folks you'd want to call a friend. Well, I know Winston has done even more research onto this next article, which a listener had emailed to me and said was the greatest article that we have ever posted on our website. Now, I want you to think about that. I think we've posted 5,000 articles on the website over the course of the last few years, and this was the one that, at least in the mind of one listener, carried the biggest impact on him, and it's entitled "The War on Whites is All They Have." It's by Gregory Hood, and he opens the article by writing, "Someone finally said it," in the words of Congressman Mo Brooks. There is a war on whites that's being launched by the Democratic Party, and he was saying that in reaction to their push for more illegal immigration. I'm going to dare ask if Winston, of course, Winston works with us through the aid of a courtroom transcriptionist, so we did the very best we can to try to accommodate him because he is such an asset. I mean, just that last monologue alone was worth the price of admission. Winston, are you with us there?
Yes, I am, James. The problem is we're having some heavy weather where I live, and I guess my Wi-Fi is deciding to be a little disrespectful, and everything
well, always
Stephanie hears go through my computer. So,
that explains it. We're always at the mercy of the elements, right, folks? We're going to take a break now, and we're going to let Winston take it from the top right after this. We hope. Stay tuned, folks.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com, your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the Political Cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQOnline.com and click on subscribe now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQOnline.com. Subscribe now.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
Well, it's like I always say, folks, we try to prove that we are live, unrehearsed, and uncensored every Saturday night. And I want to thank Winston for helping us make the point this weekend, or thank the storm in Winston's area, to be more precise. But Winston, I know you've been digging up on the comments from Congressman Mo Brooks in Alabama. Take it away on the story we posted to our website this week about that, what you took from it, and what you think.
All right, James. Well, the article you posted is rather long, and it's definitely worth reading. So I won't perform a line-by-line analysis of it, mainly in the interest of time. And frankly, besides that, there is quite a bit in the article with which I disagree. But there's one section with which I do agree, and I'll use that as my springboard. And it's this. This is what Mr. Hood says in the article. Quote, "More than that, waging a war on whites is all they," meaning the left, "do. Behind all the shrieks of moral outrage and snarky tweets and Tumblr posts mocking a white man from Alabama lies the stark truth at the heart of American progressivism. It is about hurting white people as a people, and that is the only thing it has to offer," unquote. Now, James, the plain demonstrable fact is the American left is totally consumed with hatred against European Americans and is obsessively dedicated to our eradication. Even self-hating white leftists are required to perform repentance-like divestiture of their white heritage, their white culture, their white consciousness. In society at large, the genocide program is carried out in many ways, such as trying to convince our people that there's no real white culture, no real white race. This is especially insidious, James. The effect is to dehumanize us, that is, to make us non-human, which means that something cannot be destroyed that does not exist. Now, this is less justification, at least in their own perverted and hateful minds. And, James, for years, that same rationalization enabled Israelis and stupid supporters in American Christian churches to explain away the genocide of Palestinians. Golda Meir, on June 15, 1969, the Sunday Times said this, quote, "There is no such thing as a Palestinian people. It is not as if we came and threw them out and took their country. They didn't exist," end quote. Now, how does that make you feel, my friends? What does it make you think to know that your own government looks at you the same way Israelis look at Palestinians, especially when you see what's going on in Palestine right now? They're saying, "How can we take your country, white people? You don't even exist." They're saying there's no borders. They want to eradicate the southern border especially, not just concerned with the northern border, but with the southern border. Now, James, if leftists are going to say that borders are unimportant or they're just merely governmental constructs that need to be done away with, then they should stop declaring that Europeans stole this country from Indians, because borders don't matter, right? Now, that's a fairly subtle side of the obvious genocide against European Americans, folks. And, of course, we all remember Tim Wise's morbid screed in which he longs for a massive die-off of white people. Here's part of what he writes. This is Tim Wise writing. "For all y'all rich folks, enjoy that champagne or whatever fancy scotch you drink. And for all y'all a bit lower on the economic scale, enjoy your Pabst Blue Ribbon or whatever beer you favor." By the way, folks, I'm cutting out a lot of vulgarity here. Wise continues. "Whatever the case and whatever your economic station, know this. You need to drink up, and quickly, and heavily, because your time is limited, real damn limited. So party while you can, but mind the increasingly loud clock ticking away in the corners of your consciousness, the clock that reminds you how little time you and yours have left. Not much more. Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. I know you think you've taken your country back with this election, but by the way, James, this was back in 2010 when Republicans took over the House. And, of course, you have always thought of as yours for the taking, because that's what we white folks are bred to believe, that it's ours. And how dare anyone else say otherwise? But you are wrong. And in the pantheon of American history, conservative old white people have pretty much always been the bad guys, the keepers of the hegemonic and reactionary flame, the folks unwilling to share the category of American with others on equal terms. Fine, keep it up. It doesn't matter, because you're on the endangered list. And unlike, say, the bald eagle or some exotic species of muskrat, you are not worth saving. In 40 years or so, maybe fewer, there won't be any more white people around who actually remember that Leave It to Beaver probably knows best, Opie Taylor down at the fishing hole that you hold so near and dear to your heart. It's okay, because in about 40 years, half the country will be black or brown, and there's nothing you can do about it. End quote. Now, that sadistic and paranoid rant by Tim Wise was so rabid and grotesque in places that he had to go into it and edit it after he posted it to tone it down. But editing beyond complete deletion can hide Tim Wise's hatred of white people. One gets the impression that he'd sell his own mother for the chance to gloat over the corpse of the American European American whose death takes the white population down to 49.9%. Now, James, one of my Facebook friends said this: what is white culture? I'll tell you what it is, with brevity that hardly does it justice. It's the music of Beethoven, Mozart, Brahms, and Bach. It's the architecture of St. Paul's Cathedral, the Colosseum, the Empire State Building, and the Golden Gate Bridge. It's the art of Michelangelo and Da Vinci and Rembrandt. It's Edison, Fleming, and Pasteur. It's Rome and Paris and London and New York. It's ocean liners and space travel and mechanized farming and automobiles and jet planes and productive farms and subdivisions with neatly mowed lawns where children play without fear. It's a civilized culture and achievements of which are, quite frankly, without compare. End quote. Now, James, as it is, white people are less than 5% of the world's population. If any other race approached that low a population, then it would be called a crisis. But that won't happen in the current situation, because it's the white race that's in peril. It's the white race upon whom war is declared. Today I read a mainstream article saying that this year, white students will be the minority in public schools, and white student enrollment in private schools is decreasing as well. We're all aware of the frightening prediction that by the year 2014, whites will be the minority in the United States. James, I often engage in discussions about this sad trend, and non-whites and white race traders will ask me, well, why are you so angry and afraid of that? To which I always respond, why are you so happy and hopeful about it? James?
Winston, that was incredible. I was working on the archive notes that will be posted immediately after this live broadcast is concluded. And I just, as you were talking, I added a little line to the bottom of the second hour that says, Winston's commentary halfway through this hour is something that every political cesspool fan needs to hear. Because Winston, you have brought into sharp focus the contrast between what we believe and what motivates us and what motivates our enemies. And you talk about that hateful rant, that famously hateful rant that Tim Wise issued. Tim Wise is still on national television as a respected commentator every single day. And I can tell you, not once, in public or private, on this airwaves or in the privacy of my own home, have I ever said anything hateful about anyone else. I have never wished for the deaths of people who aren't of my race like this man does, and that so many other people do, that are seen as our moral superiors and that still can get on national television where I've been blocked off now. But they're not stopping us, folks, because there is an awakening going on. We're seeing the stirrings of it this week all over again. We've been doing our work for 10 years. We've made such a big impact on the discourse surrounding these issues. You're seeing congressmen like Mo Brooks speak up now. There's a war on white people. Hey, it's been that way for a long time, Mo, but thank you for joining the team. Anthony Cumia and others. Things could change, folks, and if it does change, we will have played a role in it, and your support of our show will have played a role in it, and I thank you for that. And Winston, I thank you for everything you said. I mean, you really hammered it home. There is hate involved in the races, and I know, and I speak for you too, Winston. I speak for Keith and Eddie and everybody associated with this program. I don't hate anybody, but I sure do love my family, and I love my way of life, and I want to see it preserved. And if I can't believe that while taking issue with some of the things that I see other communities engaged in, you know, what's the freedom of speech? What's the freedom of association if you can't actually use it? we're onto something here. I know we're right. They know we're right, too, and that's what they're afraid of. They're afraid of other people coming to the truth because it's going to shut down their game. Anyway, Winston, I say all that in a bit of a ramble because I'm so awestruck by what you've said. Thank you again for offering that to tonight's broadcast. I mean, seriously.
Well, James, I thank Mo Brooks for being courageous enough to say what he said. And, you know, folks, there definitely is a war on our people. And if people would care to think a bit, if they would care to try to imagine an America without white people, you don't have to look very hard. Go to Detroit. You know, go to any city. Go to New Orleans. Go to St. Louis. And look where white people are either practically non-existent or in a definite minority. And look at the hellholes they are.
Well, Winston, with that, we're going to take a break. We're going to talk about more anti-racist terrorism. We got a video of it on our website tonight if you want to see what that looks like. Yeah, there is violence. It's not coming from our people. We're going to take a break and talk about it right after this.
Here on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center. Where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable, family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
Get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
You know, folks, we talk about love, what motivates us. We talk about hate, what motivates our detractors. And I know the difference between love and hate. And I know what love is. I'll give you another example of love tonight. My wife, just during that, right before the last commercial break, my wife drove down here to the radio station and brought me what has to have been the best brownie I've ever had. And it's this huge brownie, and it was warmed with hot fudge over it. My wife and daughter, my wife's 7 months pregnant, by the way. We got a four-year-old daughter, and they were going out to eat with her parents tonight. And so she drove down here, brought me this dessert from whatever restaurant they were at, and then left. I mean, just brought it in, left, so I could have dinner. I mean, this is the kind of dinner that I, this is a James Edwards dinner, a hot fudge brownie. But, I mean, it's just, you know, it's just the best. So I want to thank my wife here publicly and on the airwaves. Her parents were waiting downstairs. She rode with them, and so she couldn't stay long. But I can tell you this, Winston. There isn't anybody that wrote an article about us this week that's going to be going to bed with somebody like Danny tonight, are they?
Well, I hope not. Your bed's not quite that big, is it?
Well, I guess after I asked that question, I just instantly asked myself, well, how exactly are you supposed to answer that? But no, what I'm saying is we have families that we love. We have wives that love us. I guarantee you, the people who wrote those hateful diatribes about us this week, they don't have the kind of love in their lives that we do. And they don't have the fulfillment of being fathers and husbands and all of these things, not the way that we do. And I mean that. And I feel sorry. I pity them to an extent. I pity them to the extent that you can. But at the same time, I'm happy with who I am as well. Wouldn't you say, Winston?
Oh, definitely. I'm happy with the way you are, too. I'm happy with the way I am. And, you know, we live pretty good lives. Those people who wrote the articles about you, about the interview, I think you can easily make the case that they live absolutely loveless and joyless lives, unless you count narcissistic love as something valuable.
Well,
to be valued.
It's self-righteous preening is what it is. It's self-righteous preening. You know, that they would feign. Yeah, how about that? I was at thesaurus.com during the commercial break myself. But no, I mean, that they would feign this outrage at what we stand for and then over-exaggerate and over-embellish it to all of these reactionary terms that they used. Are they really that offended by what we stand for? I mean, surely. I mean, all of these people, I don't think any of them were black. And even blacks, if they're honest, they would say, yeah, you know, why not? You should be happy of who you are. You should fight for your people. We're going to do the same, and I applaud them for doing that. They should. And that's not to say we can't work together on issues of common ground, but no, I mean, these people, we're really supposed to believe that they were so upset at the interview I had with Anthony Cumia that they have to devolve into this, you know, profanity-laced tirade. I mean, do you think they were really that upset, Winston? I mean, no, it's just, you know, they strive for this social acceptance that they believe they will gain by attacking conservatives, by attacking people who talk honestly about these issues that have been declared to be taboo. I mean, that's exactly what they're doing. They think that they'll get a pat on the back and an attaboy by the powers that be, and that they'll be, you know, somehow absolved from the hell that's going to befall all of us if this becomes another Brazil or another South Africa. What would you say to that, Winston?
You can be sure that as soon as they posted those articles, they spent the next several days looking at the comments section, looking for the pats on the back, looking for the congratulations, looking for more material that they can work into their own material. These people are not original thinkers, James. They take what their readers say to them, and they build on that because they give the readers exactly what they want. They're not giving them their own substance because they have no substance. All they have is hate for us, and they have narcissism for themselves, and all they want is congratulations. They don't want truth. They don't want anything other than the praise of men, and that can go away in an instant.
Well, it'll go away in an instant, I can guarantee you that. If they get what they think they're wishing for, they're going to wish that they had been working with us all along and that they didn't have this toxic mindset that they do. But anyway, talking about the violence and the hate that comes from the left, and we have this on our website, and I want to quickly cover this, Winston, because we got a caller from Pennsylvania that we want to get to while you're still on the line. But on May 19th, 2012, 18 members of something called the Hoosier Anti-Racist Movement stormed the Ashford House restaurant in Tinley Park, Illinois, armed with hammers and clubs, and they attacked this small gathering of a non-political group called the Illinois European Heritage Association. And you see these thugs, these, you know, they're all wearing hoods and masks, and they're coming in and they're just breaking things and assaulting people, you know, under the guise of anti-racism, because they're dared to be a European Heritage Association. They have to go into this restaurant. This violence was all caught on surveillance footage that we have made public at our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org. You can watch it. And these attackers, you know, the footage of the attackers, you know, doing everything that they're doing. This is the kind of mindset that you see from those who oppose us. I mean, have you ever engaged in this kind of activity, Winston? I ask that as a rhetorical question. Obviously, the answer is no, I never have. But we're the hateful ones? I mean, this is madness. But they think they are somehow morally superior to us.
James, this is the left on display here. They will accuse us of being violent hate mongers. And here you have it. These guys wearing white hoodies, get it? And they are going around, they're going to this restaurant, breaking things and hitting people with these hammers and clubs. The violence is not coming from us. It's not coming from the right. It's coming from the left. James, I'm looking at an article right now from an organization called Political Research Associates, and it's titled, "Let's Not Ignore the Overt Calls for Violence from the League of the South." And it's about the candidacy of Michael Peruca. He's running for office this year. And they're saying that he and the League of the South advocate violence. And if you read the article, they provide not one instance where Michael Peruca or the League of the South advocated violence. However, I have an article here from 2012, and it's titled, "Atlanta Jewish Newspaper Advocates Mossad Assassinating Obama if Iran Gets Nukes." And here's what the editor of this newspaper, it's called the Atlanta Jewish Times, his name is Andrew Adler, he says this, give the go-ahead for U.S.-based Mossad agents to take out a president deemed unfriendly to Israel in order for the current vice president to take his place and forcibly dictate that the United States policy includes it's helping the Jewish state obliterate its enemies. Now, I doubt that this organization, Political Research Associates, had anything at all to say about this Jewish newspaper editor in America calling for the assassination of a U.S. president if that president is deemed not, to be not a friend of Israel. And they're saying that the violence comes from the right. We have video here of hooded thugs going into a restaurant, hurting people peaceably assembled. And we have this this leftist newspaper editor calling for the assassination of a sitting U.S. president.
Yeah, yeah.
Where is the violence coming from? It's not the right.
Well, it never is, and this is how it always is. But let's quickly go to Joe. I know we're running out of time this hour. It's another hour that's gone by far too quickly, thanks to Winston and his brilliance tonight. But Joe in Pennsylvania, you're on the air with James Edwards and Winston Smith.
Hello, James and Winston. Hey,
hello.
I would like to first of all thank you for your broadcast. And second of all, I would like to thank the kind stenographer of that is working with Mr. Smith.
She's given us a gift tonight. I mean, her name is Stephanie, and she has given us a gift.
I think that this is long overdue. I'd like to thank her.
Well, I'm sure she hears Stephanie you right now, and I thank her too.
Stephanie,
go, Winston.
She thanks you for your kind words, and she looks forward to doing this for a very long time. It's my pleasure to help out the political cesspool, and I look forward to meeting them all one day. No, Stephanie, I'm not going to say that. Stephanie's got a great sense of humor, but she appreciates your kind words, sir. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks for calling, Joe, and thanks for calling in to say that. I know, and it was perfect timing right here at the end of this hour. Eddie the Bombardier Miller is going to be flying in and batting cleanup in the third and final hour tonight. Eddie didn't get to come on last week because we had Anthony Cumia call in late during the third hour last week, and it turned out to be a certainly a great blessing. But we'll hear from Eddie. Winston, a final word from you. I know we had this article we posted to our website about manservants. Is there anything you can say about that in 30 seconds or less?
I think it's silly. The only thing that I'm wondering about is why they haven't contacted you yet, James. I mean, you're fine. Why wouldn't they want you doing that?
The ladies like me, that's for sure. Well, they used to. I've been married a long time now, but out of the game, so to speak. But hey, you know.
Men want to be with you.
Well, I don't know about that, but. Well, at least I'm not going to admit that on the show. But thank you for the kind of thing. Yeah, it's a mutual admiration society tonight. I talk about how smart Winston is, and I mean now it's I'm getting reciprocated here at the tail end. All kidding aside, folks, it's been we do love each other, right? But Winston, it's been great. I go ahead.
I will say that the only comment on that article is from a faithful listener, Courtney from Alabama, and she sums it up pretty good. This is just plain old silliness. It doesn't look like it's becoming a trend yet. I doubt that it will. So just look at it like roadkill, you know, kind of fascinating for a few minutes, but you move on and you never think about it again.
Well, check it out on the website, folks. And by the way, one last thing. I got to go quick to get into the third hour, but that anti-racist violent video, I did get an email from one of our detractors saying they wished I'd have been in that restaurant and had my head bashed in. There you go.